Our next category is called high pitchers. These birds are grouped together because they all have very high pitch notes in their songs or calls. We'll start out with the cedar waxwing. This attractive species gives a simple, high-pitched zee, 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 zee. Waxwings are gregarious birds, often traveling in large nomadic flocks. You'll need to keep your ears open, however, to catch the subtle strains of their buzzy, high-pitched notes. Listen again to the cedar waxwing. Another species with a high-pitched Z in its song is the brown-headed cowbird. In this case, however, the Z note is combined with a diagnostic bubbly sound. Listen to the cowbird's bubble, bubble, Z. In flight, the cowbird often adds a sputtering chatter. The eastern kingbird is our next high-pitched singer. His variable notes sound a bit like electrical sparks jumping between two wires. Here's the kingbird. This vocalization has a stuttered quality with punctuated accents. Let's listen to the Eastern Kingbird's high-pitched song one more time. Our final species in this group is the European starling. Whatever his less redeeming qualities, the starling is an accomplished songster. Included in his repertoire are high-pitched squeaky squeals, wolf whistles, and even garbled clucks and clicks. Listen to these starlings giving their typical complex vocalizations. The wolf whistle notes are especially helpful in recognizing this species. It's useful to know that the starling is a talented mimic, but let's listen to his typical vocalizations again.